Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by this early Sunday morning and I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin, I want to start out with a beautiful song by Mandisa, Breakthrough. Turn the volume up. Let's worship. Beautiful song to start out this beautiful Sunday morning. It's March the 10th, 2024, and spring is in the air. The time has changed. We're at hour four today. So if you're listening to this early Sunday morning, don't forget to put those clocks forward so you're not late for church or where you got to be today. And I love having that extra daylight in the evening. So tonight we're going to get some extra sunlight in the evening. Just like we need to be out there shining those lights, right? Before I begin the podcast today, I had to get on and offer you some words of encouragement. I was talking to a dear, sweet friend of mine this morning, LaToya Crow. If you're out there listening, girl, thank you for your friendship. Thank you for inspiring me. You blessed me more than you know. You inspired this podcast today, girl. Thank you. Thank you. I've had a really rough couple of weeks, you know. Life happens, you know. Life just happens to us. Each and every one of us, you know, has went through something. You know, you never know what someone you meet is going through, you know. I had posted a reel this week because God laid on my heart, you know, how hurt people. And that's another beautiful song also. We All Need Jesus by Danny Gokey. You know, we're all just trying to, you know, do life better. People don't wake up, I feel, and just want to hurt others. They don't wake up and want to struggle with the same health issues in their life. You know, they're trying to stay as positive as they are. You know, they may even be in addiction to try to band-aid, you know, the issues of the life that you're going through. And, you know, whatever that addiction may be, whether it's substance abuse, alcohol, sexual addiction, shopping, overeating, there's many, you know, different band-aids that, you know, we can put on things to take the pain away. And when you can start to learn to take off those layers, you know, and start to heal some of that hurt, that's where God can come in. Because we can either let what we have went through make us bitter or make us better. I don't know about you, even on those difficult days that I do feel bitter, I have to really push harder to make a better choice, to be a better person, to, by faith, encourage you, by faith, smile at others, by faith, be nice to others when I don't feel like being nice to myself. We have to do a lot of these things in faith and continue to, you know, like I talk about so many times, whether it's journaling to get things out of you, whether it's talking to a friend, whether it's going for a walk, you know, asking God, you know, help me through these moments. And, you know, I always say we grow through what we go through. You know, I was reminded also by someone earlier in this week, you know, it's in that eye of the storm where it's the most peaceful, and we're going to have many storms in our life, right? But in the midst of it all, if you can just find that peace that only comes from God, you know, that scripture in Proverbs 3:5 is one of my favorites. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So acknowledge him today. Let him direct your path. Ask him to help you on your journey in life, as difficult as it may be. I promise you, he'll meet you right where you're at. It may not feel like it in the moment. You may feel like you can't walk another step, literally. And you may not feel like you can go another day mentally from all the destruction, from everything that keeps happening in your life. To just remember, change will eventually come if you don't give up. You gotta push through to that breakthrough. It just doesn't come. You got to reach for God's help. You've got to take the stress you're under and not let it make you depressed. You got to, you know, you see everything depressed. It's down. You know, it's pushing you down as hard as it can get. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to push us down so hard with life that we will never get back up. And we just say, that's it. I'm done. I'm done. Trust me, I have felt like that many, many, many days. I don't know about you, but I'm going to get up and I'm going to keep standing still. I'm going to stay in faith. I am going to, even when I feel that fear, I'm going to faith it. I am going to make it. With the faith. Remember, as we talked about, you breathe in that faith and you breathe out that fear, because it's not over yet. You keep fighting because you got a warrior inside of you. I know you do. And as one of my friends says, we're not warriors, we are. So let me say a prayer with you. Lord, I just come to you this morning. I uplift those out there who's listening, who may be hurting, who may be going through some deep, troubling times in their life. Lord, I ask you to strengthen them in their struggle today like never before, Lord. Let them feel you upholding them with that righteous right hand, Lord. Let them feel you strengthen them along the way. Give them that courage to keep moving forward, God. Lord, and just give them that peace that passes all understanding. Love on them extra special today. Let them see how beautiful their light is, so that they would go out there and shine that light to others, even through their storm. Because we know, if we don't give up, we win in the end with you. And you get all the glory, because you will see us through. Let them feel that hope arise in them today, as if an anchor of hope was thrown their way. Let that hope hit their soul today, God, like never before. Let them feel you walking by their side in this moment and every moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And before I end the podcast, I want to play another beautiful song by Mandisa. It's Not Over. And it's not. You keep fighting.
questions. In the quiet, you're still speaking. You're out here in the unknown. In the lowest low, you're still reaching. Nothing lost and nothing wasted. I'm steady in your hand. Even now, you're orchestrating a miracle. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. You'll finish what you started. It's not over. Something good is coming. It's not over. You'll finish what you started. What you started.
Amen. It is not over. God's going to finish what he started in you. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, to give you hope and a future. Let's do this together. You keep pushing today. Your miracle is on its way. And just remember, if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at in your part of the world, get out there, please, today and spread some hope, spread some love. This world needs it now more than ever. Much love to you all. God bless. Have a beautiful day. And join me back here on the next episode. This is where hope happens. See you next time. Bye-bye.